Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hello, guys, and welcome. I'm Adrian Mayfield. Just in case you have no idea who I am, if you're watching on YouTube, please click that subscribe button and also the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching on Facebook or another platform, make sure you like and follow me for more content. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about Target and how they missed the mark. I'm sure that many of you are aware that in the United States, there is this holiday or celebration of Pride called Pride, which is, I guess, a celebration of the LGBTQIA, I think that's it. And so, you know, there's a lot of back and forth about that. Obviously, people who are believers, who are Christians, followers of Jesus, do not or should not be in support of this. I mean, it's not even real. If you take the LGBTQIA, if you take that out altogether and just look at pride, well, we know the Bible speaks against pride. Pride is what caused Lucifer to be cast down, right? And so we don't want to have anything to do with pride because the Bible says that God resists the proud. He exalts the humble, but he resists the proud. So we want to be known as humble people, not as prideful people. So the whole premise of having a month dedicated to being prideful, dedicated to rebelling against God, dedicated to redefining things that God has clearly already outlined in scripture is egregious, to say the least, and it's something that no Christian, Bible-believing disciple of Jesus should be supporting. And so early on, like right before the month was about to start, I think something was released about Target, this new line that they were going to be releasing. And one of the sponsors or the designers of the line, there were, you know, images shown from, I saw it on IG where he had, you know, glorification of abortion, talking about witches, talking about, you know, trans this, trans that. And so his merchandise was being promoted by Target, and he was going to be one of the headlining designers that was already in the stores and ready to go. And so a lot of Christians, you know, well, I can't say a lot, but there were some Christians, pastors, I saw a couple of them who came out and spoke about it. And so they encouraged people to, you know, boycott the store, to stop going there, and to call the store. A lot of it was not even so much about boycotting, but calling the store and expressing displeasure and asking them to take down the displays. And so initially, you know, we considered it, we meaning Christians, a victory because some of the stores seemed to be taking it down. But then we found out that some of the stores that were pretending that they were taking it down weren't really taking it down. They actually were just moving it to the back of the store. So originally they had it prominently displayed in the front, but they moved it to the back of the store. They also had this tuck swimwear, I think for little boys, where they could tuck the parts that they wouldn't want to show if they're uncomfortable with, you know, their gender, they would be able to tuck that swimwear. And so, guys, in case you are still confused about it, this is about the indoctrination or the grooming of children. I mean, there's no other way to explain it because there's no reason why we should be trying to, you know, have swimsuits where little boys can tuck things away. And, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. And so in case you've been sleeping, it's time to wake up. And so Target took a big hit based on that because, you know, this thing circulated and people saw it and they saw the guy's page. I mean, his merchandise and the things he had on there was pretty far out. Like, as I went to his IG and I'm looking at it, I'm like, whoa, that's on a shirt. Whoa, that's on a bag. Like, each picture, I'm becoming more and more like shocked. Like, I can't believe this stuff is public and that he's selling his merchandise. But obviously Target thought it was okay. They didn't pay attention to what happened with Bud Light. And so they lost a lot of money behind it. And so people now are still calling on Christians not to shop there, to keep your money and to put your money where your faith is, to use your money where your morality is, to allow your, to require companies and corporations who want your business to espouse to moral values and morality and to not become a part of this whole discussion about sexuality and who people sleep with and all of this, and particularly not to promote pride, because as I've already said, and as we know, pride goeth before a fall, the Bible says, and God resists the proud. And if it's one person, I said this before, I'm going to say it again. If it's one person, you need to be sure you don't alienate. You need to be sure that he's not resisting you. You need to be sure that he is like helping you and protecting you. It's God. You do not want to fall in the hands of an angry God. Woe to him who falls into the hands of an angry God. He has nothing to be played with. People make it like, oh, this is a joke. And they mock God and they get on the cross and do all this crazy stuff and put on a crown of thorns. And, you know, they never do this with other religions. It's always Christianity. But not that I'm promoting doing it, you know, for some other religion, but I'm just saying you only see them do this stuff pertaining to Jesus Christ. And so, I mean, it's time for us to begin to lift our voices, to come out of hiding, to come out of the closet, and to begin to speak the truth of the gospel. It's not loving to lie to people. It's not loving to pretend that you don't know the truth. If you're a disciple of Jesus, if you're a reader or follower of Christ, that means you believe the Bible. And the Bible has a whole list of people and sins that are going to go to hell. Effeminate or homosexual is in there. But also the first one, I think, or one of the first ones, is the cowardly. And a lot of people skip right over that. There's a whole list of sins of people who won't inherit eternal life. And one of those is cowardly. And why is that there? Because we're in a generation now where those who are wrong are louder than those who are right. Those who know what's right, those who know God's way, those who know the truth of the gospel, those who know the standard and the expectation that God has for us, we are silent. We are quiet. Well, not me, but some of us are silent. Some of us are quiet. We won't say anything. And we do it in the voice, we say we're being tolerant. We say that we're being compassionate. We say that we're showing love. Well, it's not loving to lie to people. It's not loving to watch somebody destroy or ruin their life and not say anything because you are too selfish and too afraid to stand up because you're afraid. Most of the time, people, it's not even about the other person. Most of the time when people don't say anything, it's not because they love the person so much. It's really that they love themselves. Usually it's because people don't want the ostracism. They don't want the alienation, the criticism and the rejection that comes from telling the truth, because they aren't going to be liked, they aren't going to be accepted, and people are going to have a problem with them and call them, you know, haters and, you know, different bigots and different stuff like that. And so it's not really a lot of times that we're trying to protect the other person as much as it is that we're trying to protect ourselves. And so the Bible says that the cowardly will also not inherit the kingdom of God, and you don't hear people talk about that a lot. So guys, it's time for us to be courageous. It's time for us to raise our voices. It's time for us to tell the truth. Get out in the highways, byways, get out in the streets, at the store, at the grocery store, on your job, at your church, probably even at church, people need evangelism, in your neighborhood, everywhere you go, begin to share the good news. It's called good news for a reason, because it is the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is the truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life, right? And so that's the truth about Jesus. That's the truth about why he came. That's the truth about how you get to spend eternity with God. And we're all going to go the pathway, right? We're going to stand before God and we have to give an account for our lives. We have to come and stand before him, and he's going to ask us, I don't know that he's going to ask us this verbatim, but the question is going to be, did you have a relationship with Jesus? Did you have a relationship with my son? Because otherwise, there's no way to access the Father. The Bible says there's only one mediator between God and man, and that mediator is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so without accepting Jesus Christ, there is no access to God. There is no knowing God. There is no heaven. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys. Target did miss the mark, and they still have, as far as I've heard, I haven't been to Target lately, but I've heard that they still have, you know, have this display in at least some of the stores. And so the CEO has come out and spoken about, you know, giving to some organizations that support this, and also said that he was proud that they had the swimwear and stuff like that. And so we don't want to put our money behind these type of individuals. So let's, you know, get the courage, let's get the strength, even if we got to pray and fast for it, to stand for God. Because Jesus said, if you're afraid to confess me before others, I'm not going to acknowledge you before my Father. And that will be a sad, sad day. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for truth. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Holy Spirit, thank you for convicting us of sin and helping us look more like Jesus by testifying of him. Father, we pray now for courage. We pray for wisdom. We pray for a strategy to be able to reach the lost. Father, help us to come out of cowardice, out of fear, and to trust you. The Bible says your perfect love casts out fear. So, Father, make us perfect in your love so that we can do the Great Commission, so that we can share the gospel, and we can tell a dying world about the truth that Jesus loves them. So we thank you, Father. We believe that you have heard our prayers because it's in accordance with your will. I pray for everyone watching, even those who will watch on the replay. And I speak a blessing over them now in Jesus' name. All right, guys, that's it. I pray that you will watch this, that this encouraged you, that you'll share with a friend. Remember, if you're watching on YouTube, click that subscribe and notification bell. If you're watching on another platform, make sure you like and follow for more content like this. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.